This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is in a hospital in Sao Paulo, undergoing treatment for obstructed intestines. President Bolsonaro was flown to Sao Paulo from the capital, Brasilia, late Wednesday night. His office said he had initially sought treatment for a chronic case of hiccups that had persisted for several days. The president was transferred to the hospital on the advice of the surgeon who operated on Bolsonaro when he suffered a near-fatal abdominal stab wound during his 2018 campaign. China search and rescue teams are trying to help 14 construction workers trapped by a flood and a tunnel being built in the southern part of the country. The Emergency Management Department in the city of Zhuhai said the cause of the flood is under investigation. A command center has been set up, and the rescue teams were mobilized from several agencies. The United States will support an inclusive, credible Haitian government, Lachman, the State Department's acting deputy assistant director of state for Western Hemisphere Affairs, told VOA Wednesday. The United States is encouraging Haitian political leaders, civil society, and private sector to find a political solution that will lead to presidential and legislative elections in the Caribbean island nation later this year, following last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. A commission made up of representatives of all sectors of Haitian society planned to meet later today to sign a political accord that will name
The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The operation's allied refugee flight out of Afghanistan during the last week of the month will be available first for special immigrant applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency. According to the White House, a State Department spokesman declined to give details on how many Afghans are expected to be among those evacuated in the first flights or where those evacuated will be taken, citing security concerns. President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers ahead of next month's U.S. military withdrawal. More than 93,000 people died from drug doses here in the United States last year, a record experts say was partly triggered by the isolation that many experienced during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. The government reported Wednesday that the 2020 total easily surpassed the previous record of about 92,000 deaths in 2019. Health experts say that while prescription painkillers once played a key role in U.S. drug overdose deaths, heroin, and then, in recent years, fentanyl, a dangerously powerful opioid, proved exceptionally lethal. The Government Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said its studies show fentanyl was involved in more than 60% of the overdose deaths last year. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.